to the cloud. All right. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Get It Done Mastermind call for Practice Accelerator for, I can't believe it, October 2020. That means that this year is only got like 2.5 more months before it's over, you know, and maybe that shift will shift something. I don't know if Mercury can go in retrograde and my computer will know that Mercury went into retrograde. Maybe the universe will know that it's no longer 2020 and we don't have to have craziness. I have no idea. But what I do know is that people need us more than ever. And we really need to figure out the way to get them to realize that they need us more than ever. More and more people, like supplements are out, like vitamin D and A and C and all these immune support supplements are like back leveled at all the suppliers, right? We're watching, my husband was watching something on TV. It wasn't news or sports. It was sports. And all of a sudden there's a commercial for turmeric, like this turmeric supplement for your pain instead of aspirin. You know what I mean? So people are getting more and more aware, and we need to really realize that and have people turn to us for their help because they need it more than ever now, right? And it, you know, I don't know if you've had this experience, but I have. You have a client and they're set up, you know, maybe they're in a program or whatever, but you're seeing them and all of a sudden they're gone. Like they just disappear. You go, what happened? And when you find out and they finally come back or you finally get in touch with them, it's like, oh, I went off the wagon and I was embarrassed. And then I did this and all this terrible stuff happened. You're like, that's when you need me most. You don't need me when everything's going great. I can just pat you on the back and say, rah, rah, and give you all that. And here's the next step. But when you need support the most is when things are falling apart. And we all get, we're all like that. We get into this, I'm embarrassed. So I don't want to do anything. We really have to encourage people. And maybe that's something that's part of our onboarding with people is like, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be doing great. And all of a sudden, some candy bar and some family event and whatever is going to drag you off track. And then you're going to be embarrassed and you're going to cancel a call with me and you're going to like stay away. And I'm just telling you this, that this is what's going to happen in advance. And please don't let that happen. Promise me. Let's just put this in our contract that if things start to fall apart, you're going to reach out for me. You're going to reach out for an extra SOS call if you need it. You're not going to run away. Will you promise me that? Because I think that that's human nature, right? We're embarrassed because we're not doing our part, right? If you got an A on your report card, you go running home and show mom. If you got a D, you're like, throw it in the trash or, you know,
change it to a B, really.
Change it to a B, right? I remember actually I had, cause I always got A's and stuff. And I think I had a B plus on a report card once. And I actually was so scared about showing my parents that I tried to erase it and make it an A plus. Right. And obviously they're going, what happened to this report card? Did you spill something? Oh yeah. I spilled something on it and I tried to get it off and I smudged it. And that's why that looks, because I was using an eraser. I didn't know what I was doing. I was eighth grade or something, you know? So then they gave me the out and I went, oh yeah, I spilled my Coke on it. And you know, I tried to get it off and it got all smeared and they just were like, okay. And I don't even know if they believed that it was an A because they were used to it, or I, you know, anyway, but that's what we do because we want to be perfect. We want everything to be fine. And I see it happen in Practice Accelerator too. It's like all of a sudden you're gone and I'm like, are they gone because they suddenly had all this great success, or are they gone because they didn't and they're embarrassed and they don't know how to place it? And it's not an embarrassment. We all do things that flop. You know, I've done launches that have flopped. I don't talk about them much, but I talk about them with my coaches. You know, I got this launch flopped. What did I do wrong? How do I do it differently? Right. I'm not going to talk about it to my students, although sometimes I do in learning situations. It's like, I did this, it flopped, don't do that. Or I did this and it created so much extra work for me. Like, let me give you one bit of advice. If you're offering a program and you want a bonus for that program, don't make up a bonus that's something you haven't created yet. Because now you're like, now I do that. I've done it. That's how the thyroid program and the adrenal programs came about. Because I offered them as bonuses because I'm like, this program doesn't stand alone. You know, I have to offer a bonus. And of course people bought it because it's like, oh, you're getting a blood sugar balancing program and a thyroid program. Whoa. Then I had to create it. Now I have this catalog of all kinds of courses, food allergy, right? Oh, you'll get a program with me that I'm going to teach you how to identify your food allergy. So I created this program. We called it FAST. It was the biggest flop ever, right? I mean, I think we got like, maybe we had 65 people in it, but most of them got it for free, right? Maybe 12 people paid us for it. And then we had to do it and maintain it. And I'm just like, I phased it out. I don't offer it anymore. So be careful what you offer as bonuses. Be careful about that feeling of inadequacy that comes up for all of us. Like they're not going to, this isn't going to be good enough on its own. Let me just bundle all this other stuff. And then it creates a lot of work for delivery. I am going to be doing something that I offered as a bonus last year for practice for NEPT for the, you know, joining full pay at event bonus. And I'm going to be delivering it starting in December. It's taken a whole year. I'm excited and passionate about it, but boy, it's taken a lot of work behind the scenes. And it's called Practical Herbal Therapeutics. And it's going to be, and I get kind of like, what am I going to teach them if they don't? Then I finally realized what I want to teach, that's not what's taught out there. I'm not going to have people sit there bored, taken down, and it has an indication of this and that and the other thing and be bored out of their mind and cross-reacts with this. I'm going to actually be in my kitchen and be in my little dining area where I have all my jars. And I'm going to say, these are the things I use on a regular basis. This is what it does. This is what it can do. This is some of the little known things it does. This is what you have to be careful about with it. And let's make something with it. And we're going to do it. It's like 12 hours. It's a six 2-hour sessions, but it's actually going to be 1 4-hour session. But anyway, but it took me a year to figure out what I was going to do with this thing. Like, oh, it just was like hanging like this weight on my head. I have to create this thing. I don't have it. Do I have the time? So, you know, be careful about it comes from your feeling of not good enough, right? Who has ever had that feeling of I'm not good enough? Yes, right? We all do. Yeah. And so some of us make up for it in different ways, right? Some of us hide and you just don't do anything. Some of us like me are the overachievers that you just like, hey, look, it's worth $300 to pay me because you're going to get supported for the rest of your life, right? And but that's the thing, right? And not imposing the end of like this group is a clear example of it. Not imposing your year is over. You know, you want more support, pay me more. Nah, that doesn't happen. That hasn't happened in this group, mainly because I love you guys so much. And but I've got to do that. And I've got somebody who's come in to handle operations for me. And she's like, those people that are in NEPT, they've been there 5 years and you're still giving them free shine tickets every year. Those people that are in NEPT for 5 years and you're not even making them pay an extra $100 or something to keep getting coming to your calls. And I'm like, well, I like them and I want to help them. Yeah, but how much is it costing you, right? So we need to have loyalty to people and we need to create amazing value. And then we need to feel comfortable saying, hey, your value's over. You need to. We have 700 people in our office hours call sequence. There are not 700 people who have recently paid me to be in a 3-month program who have access to office hours, but somebody screwed up and didn't take them out. So now we're trying to figure out how do we kick them out and offer them, hey, if you want to continue with office hours, join our new membership and you'll get them, you know, every month for a year, or you could do it month by month. So like, let's really all vow to each other to not let our feeling of I'm not good enough create a lot of extra work and cause us to lose money as a result, right? You have to be able to stand in your value. And I'm getting better. I'm much better at it now, right? Much better. And we saw 50 people, a membership that was already created and done for ERC. We sold them the content of ERC without the coaching, with just monthly office hours calls. We got 50 people, half of them or more, maybe 30 of them paid us full $2,000 right up front. And then the rest of them are going to pay us monthly. So that's a way to take something you already have, Steph, which you've been doing, but you're also creating a lot of work for yourself with your membership, right? But how do you take stuff you've already created and package it in a way that you can now charge people for it, right? Then they wanted to know, this was funny, because last night we offered a subset of that, which is just the nutrition piece, and it's going to be $1,000 a year or $97 a month. And I offered it for half price if you signed up within the, you know, within the day. And somebody said $49 a month. She says, oh, does that include a lab analysis? And I'm like, excuse me? No, that's the second, that's the upsell. And it's $297 if you want a lab analysis call. Like, but people expect that. When I offer Shine, right? Hey, I'm coming to Shine and you got this, you know, sign up now and it's only $197. And they go, oh, that's awesome. Does that include the hotel? I'm like, seriously, have you been to a hotel recently? You can't even go to Motel 6 for 3 nights for that. Like, but people will keep asking. And because we're givers, it tugs at your heartstrings. You want to be able to say, oh yeah. Or you want to justify why you're charging $200 for 3 days of amazing content, right? Or why you're charging, what do you charge? $20 for your amazing membership that people love and get so much out of, right? You don't have to justify it. It's way underpriced. And that's fine. We can underprice things.
Oh, people ask for their money back.
What?
They're like, oh, I paid 20. I'd really like my money back because
I wasn't able to come to the call because my daughter got sick. Right. Right. And you go, and yeah. We have very clearly stated it is non-refundable. You can quit at any time, but it's non-refundable.
Right. I mean, it clearly states that, but what I've realized is people don't read the guarantee on the page. And I end up in like year-long fights with people like, oh, you didn't read that. Sorry. But then eventually I go, okay, sorry.
Yeah. Right. We have to all stand in there. If you go back into let's just say Walmart, you've bought a pair of shoes and you wore them for a year and they're all worn out. And then you throw them in the trash and you go, wait, they shouldn't have worn out. And you go in with the empty box and the receipt and you say, you know what? I want my money back for these. Are they going to laugh at you? Are they going to give you your money back? Are they going to fight with you? Like, or you bring them back in and they're all used up and they're like looking decrepit and they go like, seriously, you got a year's worth of, so we have to stand in our value. And when we stand in our value, people stand in the value. Right. I was really very pleasantly surprised that we got that many. I think there's 55 people that have signed up for that year-long program because I didn't know. I've never done it. I didn't know how to position it. And I'm very excited. The one we did last night, I think we have 30 or 35 so far. So it's, you know, we've got to stand in our value and we've got to show them that what you're doing isn't working. It's not working, right? You're sick. You're in, you know, what is it costing you to have hot flashes 20 times a day? And what is it costing you to have all these drug interactions, right? They don't know this stuff. They're not telling them on TV when they go see the couple running down the beach and then take this drug. And then like they spend 5 minutes going on, you know, 5x speed, telling you all the side effects and you missed that it's incontinence and heart attack and death. But your depression will go away and you'll be running on the beach. So why not, right? And you have fecal incontinence all the way to the bank, right? So, well, a lot of them do say that. I know when you go, fecal incontinence, why would you take a drug that offers fecal incontinence? I mean, this has got to be the most embarrassing symptom you're ever going to have to wear a diaper or you have to poop your pants. One or the other, but you won't be depressed anymore. I would be very depressed if I was pooping my pants and had to wear a diaper, right? I would be suicidal probably. So stand in your value and let's get working. And what can we work on now that's going to get you in front of people? Do not make it perfect. I have never been, let's make it perfect and then sell it or I would be broke. I would be out of my house. I would be living in a shack on the east side of town, you know, fighting with the rats because it still wouldn't be perfect. None of my programs is perfect the way I want them to be. None of them. And I could spend all my time going there and making them perfect. And I could go back and little by little make things better. Or I could help tens of thousands of people with imperfect stuff. Because guess what? The medical system is not just imperfect. It's completely flat on its face broken. Right? And we need to save people from that. And if every day you wake up and say, how can I help save people from bad diagnoses, from stupid drug interactions that they don't need. Like somebody came on yesterday. She says, but what do you say to somebody? How do they do this stuff you're talking about? I was talking about food. I was talking about food last night. I was not talking about anything more. And then if you're going to do supplements, here's how you choose them. And she said, oh, but what about somebody like me who can't really do all that? What do you say to people who has to be on aromatase inhibitors because I had breast cancer? Like, you better be on this freaking food plan, right? And I basically said, well, there's a lot of foods that are actually aromatase inhibitors. There's a lot of herbs that are aromatase inhibitors. But really, to get frank with you, you have to look back to see, why did you get the cancer in the first place? And you have to correct those underlying imbalances that caused you to get on these drugs. And this is where it's at. Your food choices every day are where it's at. And so those are the kinds of things people have been brainwashed into thinking. We'll just wait a few months with this COVID thing and there'll be a vaccine and everybody will be saved. Oh yeah, really? We won't have to worry about it anymore. Really? Really? How's that been working for you? Right? So I want to go around. I always go around with a success, but I want to go around with a commitment statement. Like, who are you, or what are you committed to in terms of helping someone, even one person, get through whatever crap they're going through? Because people are going through crap. I sit here in my pretty house and at my desk, and I'm real happy that I haven't had to leave the house. And I haven't left the house. I haven't left the house since June. And I only left once to go to the Wildflower Center to hike with my husband and son and came back, other than going out in my neighborhood and running in my trails. So I'm real fortunate, and I have not been hurt financially by the COVID thing. In fact, this is probably our best year ever, okay? Best year ever financially, finally having a profit, right? Like, okay, there goes a little bit more out of the retirement fund. There goes a little bit more. And I was like, oh, we can actually put something back into the retirement fund this year, keeping fingers crossed that, you know. But so I can be, and I'm not stressed out about it. You know, I was back in April when we had a lousy launch it wasn't a lousy launch by launch standards, but it was a lousy launch by what we needed and what it was last year. And all of a sudden we relied on that being our full first quarter income because we didn't have any other programs, and we launched up for it. And then all of a sudden it's 3 months in and we have $100,000 and our monthly payment just to our people and contractors is 58, and this is a month. So we were already in a big hole at the end of April, and we did a lot of things and cut things and all this, but then we were able to make that up with our online programs, our online stuff, and pivoting, right? Just, okay, I wasn't planning to do these membership sites, but what can I do to create some guaranteed revenue every month, right? So we've turned it around, but it was a lot of work and but I wasn't freaked out, except like, at the end of April, I was a little freaked out. And then I was like, okay, how do you use the freak out to get you to take action, instead of how do you use the freak out to go into lizard brain and go, what do I do? What do I do? I forget that I know all this stuff. How do I do it? Right. So anyway, I didn't mean to go into a monologue with this, but I also want to inspire you guys, because you guys all have amazing talent, and I don't think it's reaching as many people as it needs to reach. So Allie, you want to start with a commitment statement and and let's share a success. And there's Julie. Hey, Julie.
So my commitment statement is I'm really committed to creating leverage in my business and to helping women who are struggling with hormone imbalance in the perimenopause to actually create that amazing life, to be able to step into the second half of their life with so much energy and vision for their future. That's my statement.
All right. So we're going to go through what that leverage looks like for you. So yeah. One success.
One success. I was writing it on there, wasn't I? One success is being inspired by Groove Funnels, because it helps me to visualize what I'm trying to do much better.
I'm excited by that too, and I may pick your brain about that a little bit later as to
where you're at. I created two websites and a membership site in a week.
Oh, okay. I have access to it, and I haven't touched it because I'm afraid of the word beta.
The beta is bad, but at least I'm getting to visualize what I'm aiming at.
Yeah, yeah. Do they have their webinar piece up yet, or is that still waiting?
Because I'm done. That's being launched now, because these 2 weeks is their big launch, and they're having everything open by the end of October, but It's not going to be that functional yet, but it'll come.
Yeah, but Webinar Jam has become unfunctional to me. This is the second time in 2 weeks that it's just gone. Yeah, I want an alternative. And Zoom doesn't really have what I like for a launch webinar. It just doesn't. And I have to get some extra hardware software to do that. So I'll keep.
And the way the funnels work and everything, I can really visualize these funnels. It's just brilliant.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. I'm excited because it will
just save me. It fits together so perfectly.
It's Groove Funnels. And yeah. they offered back when they first launched about a year ago, they were looking for investors and it was $497 and you got lifetime access to everything they ever did ever. Right. And
I'm like, still got lifetime access, but it runs out at the end of October.
Okay. So they're still offering it. So check into it, Groove.
But there's also free. There's a load of free stuff. So you can have lifetime free access to one, and they've got e-commerce carts, and I created an e-commerce cart in the past. So I'm going to be able to recreate that. So it really panders to my scanner that likes.
You'll be able to get rid of Infusionsoft eventually, so you don't need Infusionsoft.
My aim, that's my aim. Yeah. I'm going to save so much money through losing Coach's Console, Infusionsoft, the member thing and the Thrive thing, and they've got a survey thing going as well, so I won't have to pay for the surveys. They're connecting directly, so you won't have to have Vimeo membership because they're connecting directly to the Amazon S5, like Rita Marie has on her websites, within Groove Funnels. I can share what it looks like.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that being, but I didn't want to talk about it before because I checked it out and the word beta to me says broken, and B for beta, B for broken. And I was a programmer and I know what beta means. It means you're going to test it out and it's going to break and I don't need that.
Okay, Yes, it's getting there.
You can use Zapier to connect to stuff. That's good. So, Steph.
Okay, I am committed to giving people back control of their health with whatever that requires, giving them the confidence and the self-efficacy to work through their own health problems, giving them the tools through food to do that, giving them the tools through self-assessment so that they can figure out what their body needs that it's either getting or not getting. Yeah. All the steps.
Awesome. And that's my commitment too. That's why we created a membership called the Empowered Self-Care Lab. And cool. I've been using the word lab over and over again, because what do? You experiment on yourself, right? You say to somebody, says, what's the best probiotic for me? Well, based on what you're telling me, it could be this or it could be this. Let's experiment, right? So I keep saying that. So we called them a lab. So it's the Empowered Self-Care Lab. And so cool. It has, you guys have access to it. Just log in and click on the NEPT thing and you'll see what I've done there. Right. And it's getting better. I created roadmaps and everything. So great. Cool. So what's one success you've had since last we spoke to you?
I've done so many things, right. I've been moving and everything has just been kind of up in the air. But I finished my supporting materials for the challenge that I thought I was going to do in July. Yay. Like my whole life fell apart. So I'm good, but I finished this book and I it's like a 47 page microbiome book with just a few simple recipes and talking about basically why vegetables help our microbiome. And so I wanted to do the 5-day challenge.
Are they getting that free or is that the VIP upgrade that they get the book?
No, it's free because it's part of the challenge. Want to do the challenge.
And is there a part of that you can give them to make a successful challenge? And then the VIP up, because I'm seeing this and I'll share this in a bit, but and I'm going to do a challenge soon. And what I've seen is JJ did this very, very successfully and a couple of other people, is you offer the thing and they get worksheets that they get every day during the free part. But if they want like the VIP, they get to come in a Zoom call and ask you questions right after the, the Facebook thing, and they get more materials. So, that might be good. I mean, I've done that myself. My challenge books for free have been $49.
That's why I'm here. But
right.
Yeah.
But let's make it so that we can, give them part of what they absolutely need during their challenge, right? A one day at a time checkbook. And oh, by the way, I created this book, and for $27, you can upgrade to the VIP. It's not much, but it gives you a little bit of cash flow. And that gives you also, I love this idea of having a Zoom like you get on Facebook and you go blah, 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 blah. And the VIP people get to do it from Zoom and get to ask questions and stay on longer after. So I'll talk to you about that. I'm going to try it myself in 3 weeks, actually. So Mahela.
So I am committed to helping people sort out their medications and kind of even realize whether they even need them. And obviously, ideally would be that they get off their drugs, but sometimes that's not happening. It's not possible. But even then, to teach them how to take them safely or safer. And so I just want to educate people about that and get to do that.
And I understand from the little birdies that talked to me that your group in ERC, you created a lot of interest from them, because we did strategically put a lot of people on medications in your group because I wanted, you know, that input in that they're interested in having some private stuff with you. So we need to make sure that you're set up to be able to do that effectively.
Yeah, I already had one private with Diana, and she was very heartwarming for me, because she already had a plan which actually matched my plan, but she just needed me to hold her hands to have somebody who's an expert in drugs to tell her, yeah, you can get off the drug. And so I thought that was, that's where I can excel.
Yeah. Exactly. And you've got Richard in your group, I believe, or is he in Steph's group? Richard was a hard one because he wanted, you know, yeah, he's in your group, but he's on a lot of meds. And Lisa was talking about referring him to get a drug consultation with you, because there's a lot of stuff and he doesn't want to be on them, but he has a lot of work to do to get off of them, you know, to get his diet and all that set up. And then is it Hedy? No. CJ, I think, is another one that has, there's a few of them in your group that I'll look back at my records and I'll let you know which ones I really feel like, you know, need a little hand holding there. So great. Yay. Awesome. Yeah. And your success?
So success is that I finally started doing it. And my other patient that the clinic that called me, his seizure levels has gone down considerably, especially at night. And that was from a drug interaction. So drug vitamin interaction. Yeah. So, so I'm very excited about that. And
for you. Yay. Yeah, so. All right. We're changing the world. Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Julie. We're talking now. You missed the beginning when I went on a little monologue about.
Yeah, sorry, I'm late. I just saw the notice in my inbox today.
You got to go on the calendar and put them all on your calendar.
I know. I have to physically go do that. And then I clicked the link and I filled it out and then I pressed put it on my calendar, but it didn't go on my calendar. So I realized what time it was and I was like, I'm late. So sorry.
Yeah, so we're just talking about, what's your commitment? We really talked a lot about the world needs us more than ever now. So what?
I saw that Mindshare, right?
Yeah.
So mine is, I'm committed to helping people sort through their anxiety using nutrition and food as medicine as a way to help support them in reducing anxiety, helping them sleep, reducing overwhelm, and just generally helping them be more calm.
Good. And that's a big thing right now, right? People who normally aren't anxious and overwhelmed are now anxious and overwhelmed. So anxiety, sleep disturbances, those are like
very big things. I'm finding a lot of people are like, how do I do that with food? They just don't understand that they can actually help reduce that feeling with their diet. Right. So that's been really great for me. And I've been doing a ton of research and in preparation for my presentation to my ERC group at the end of the month. So I'm super excited about that.
Oh, you're doing it right away. Good for you.
Yay. Yeah, I'm doing it right away. So I have an outline. I've been filling in the blanks basically with the verbal piece. I've got the presentation shell put together. So I'm sending that over to Lisa, I think next week or the 21st.
Good.
So the presentation is the 28th. So I'm really excited about it. And then my ideal plan is to create a course from that will go into an online course. And I haven't figured out I'm trying to figure out how that works, right? When do I launch that?
You're doing the accelerator with Mindshare, right? So
yeah.
You'll get through that 4-month process of getting all the pieces.
Yeah.
And you'll be able
and
to.
And that starts, I think, the end of this month. Does it start? I think so.
Either that or beginning in November. I didn't catch the dates. So
yeah. So that's where I'm really stuck. I'm just like, wow, I have all these ideas, but I don't know where to really start putting them into a process. Like, I loved the idea of being handheld through that, you know, but I'm like, it's because it's my first one. I don't know what pieces to start with, how to
do. Yeah, I know. That's what's, when I saw you signed up for that, I was very excited.
Yeah, that's the hard part. But
it's the hard part, and they're going to take care of all that technology craziness stuff that you're confused about.
Like, right. I'm excited about that. Yeah. Good. And then I've got a couple interviews coming up. So I'm trying to get a few people that really focus on anxiety and nutrition that I want to do interviews and turn into a blog post for my website.
Awesome.
And then just start really getting out there. I've also pitched, I've been pitching like articles, writing pieces and pitching for different publications online. And some of the bigger ones I've pitched to, I haven't got a response, but some of the smaller ones I did get a response. I just did one on LinkedIn on immune stuff. Good. That I was kind of a grad school project that I turned into an article, and I wrote it and put it up on LinkedIn. So I need to kind of proliferate that through my Instagram and through my Facebook page, which I did get up finally. Last time you and I talked, I said, I got to get my Facebook page up. I got to start doing some video and sticking it up there. And I haven't done that yet, but.
Awesome. Yeah. And so the perfection, we were talking about this earlier, the perfectionism thing that keeps us from.
My big problem. Forward.
And it's really a matter of, you know, done is better than perfect. Let's just get it done.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm working through that. It's a slow turn for me, but I'm getting my head. Mindshare really helped me a lot. I'm getting my head around it a little more and feeling a little better about what I'm doing. So
good.
Yeah.
Good. Yay.
And getting through your stuff too, because I'm like a year behind getting through all the material on the.
There's no behind, you're just in there. You're just doing it. You were in grad school.
Through it.
Going through that is, yeah. So you'll see that it just deepens a lot of the stuff you've already learned in some places. In some places.
I need the, you know, you have a great, your videos really pack it all in. Whereas, you know, when I was in grad school, it's much more spread out in the classes. So it's really good review for me. It just kind of helps. Yeah. Me get it in my head in terms of how I describe it.
By the way, if you haven't really fully started that, you can move over to the new site and just be in there. I mean, these guys have been around forever, and there's.
I've started it. I've gotten part way through Grand and part way through the core stuff, but would it help me to go to the new site? Do you think I should do that?
It depends on where you're at. if you've made it through like module 10,
No.
But if you've still haven't finished module 1 or 2, then yeah, I definitely would, because it's going to be mapped out much, much more,
right.
Step by step. Like
how would I do that? I'll go look.
Let me know. And I will, I'll just have, and you won't lose access to whatever you have on the original site. You just get to start again. Right.
Oh, okay.
Start again. So if you've taken 1 or 2 tests, no big deal. You just take them again.
Yeah, I've done that. I think I've got, I don't remember what's a module and what's a, I've gone through some of it, but I haven't gone, I mean, I'm not a third way.
You won't lose access to it. And if you don't mind just taking a test again, you can start at the beginning and just go through.
Yeah. Some. Okay.
So I'll just give your name to Summer and she'll get you.
Started. Oh, Summer. Yeah. She's managing that. Right. Okay.
Right. Okay, cool. All right. Thanks. So we're here to support you however you need support. So let's see, we have an hour and we have a little less than an hour, right? Because we've been here for half an hour, 40 minutes. So we have about 40 minutes. And I want to help you however, but we also have Saturday is the retreat. I was thinking about moving that retreat and then it was like, okay, it came up upon and then Allie posted it. I'm like, no, we need it. So we can really work on stuff like, you know, however you want to use the time, whether it's just hot seats and mapping things out, whether it's creating copy, whether it's reviewing stuff that you've already done, whether it's starting, you know, getting the challenge laid out for Steph, like really mapping out all the pieces, we can do that on Saturday. So let's just go around again. And how can I support you today? You know, we have, you know, maybe 10 minutes a person, a little less than 10 minutes a person. What about that?
Okay.
So Allie.
So I'll go first. I've got a dash off. So I every time someone sort of asks me, well, what do you want to focus on? How do you see the most rapid income in your business? I say, well, the obvious thing is the one-to-one clients. But the truth is, I don't enjoy the one-to-one clients without, and I've got to get the courses together so that I can send them to that and just be coaching them rather than
teaching them stuff that you already have. Yeah.
Stuff that's repetitive and but will learn better from that format, and then I'll write down their questions and ask me, and they will be more consistent in putting it into place as well. So I really want to create that leverage within my business that we've talked about many times.
Okay, so last time we talked about your course and you were going to relaunch it and you were going to do it, and you had a very aggressive time schedule.
Yes.
I talked you out of that ledge.
Yes.
When are you relaunching this course?
Yeah, so it was going to be this month, but the family stuff has hit the fan. So my stepfather is in hospital with bowel cancer with days or weeks to live, and his wife has severe dementia. So the last 3 years we've been trying to help sort her out. So I'm getting them into a nursing home together for his respite. So that stuff plus my own dad, so 3 days a week taken up with that and 2 days a week taken up with general practice as interesting. I do want to launch my year long in January, but I know that that's a big ask. You know, I know that's a big ask. So I would aim to launch the menopause one. Again, there's still this stepwise, there's a mini course and a midi course and the course with coaching. You know, there's still so much around having a less than $50 course, but that has got to be a mini course.
You've got to have something bigger first to get that to push people into.
Yeah.
Right? If you have a $500 course and you have a $50 course, that's 10 people that you have to, and it's hard to get 10 people to spend $50 compared to getting one person to spend $500. Right. So here's the thing from the last time we spoke, you already have the content created. You had to re-record one or two things, right?
Yeah.
It's really going in and putting it in the membership, right?
Yeah.
Moving to a new membership, putting it in, you have your timeline, which we went over last time. And yeah. I would go backwards, right? I would say, look at you and say, how many hours a week do you have to put into this? Okay, how long is this going to take? I can get this done by this date. I can get this done by this date, and go from the top to the bottom. Usually I have people start with, when do you want to launch it, and move backwards. But given you have a limited amount of time and you tend to be overly ambitious, and then it doesn't work because, you know, you can't launch a course in 6 weeks. So I want you to go back through that sheet and realistically look at all the steps starting at the beginning. And go, how long is this going to take me? Put a date in. How long is this going to take me? Put a date in. How long is this going to take me? Put a date in. And then you may come up with that. The realistic thing is you're going to launch your menopause course in January. I mean, you're going to do the marketing for it partially in December and in January, but in January, because that's when people are like, right now, bad time to start launching a course, because Halloween is a couple of weeks away. Then there's Thanksgiving. Then there's Christmas. There's been the pandemic. There's the elections here in the US, which got people up in arms, right? So what can you do? I would go through that and say, okay, when can I launch it? Maybe it's the second week that you want to start the course, on the second week in January. And from there, you can go backwards. When do I have to do my marketing? When do I have to have this done, that done, the other thing done? And then just commit to it. Commit to it. Not with us, not just with us, but commit to it with something out there. Hey, I'm going to be putting out this little course, and that would be your you know, your free content. I'm going to start this series on menopause and I'm going to start it on this date. Commit to it. Once you commit to it, it's really, you know, it's really hard when public knows about it. Even if, oh, I go, oh my God, I have to do this. We changed our dates for Shine by, we pushed it out 3 weeks when we realized that we had to do it online. We weren't sure for a long time and we didn't want to start marketing something. And then, so we pushed, and I went, wait a minute, we don't have a hotel now. Okay, I can push it out. Yeah, there's 30 people who pre-registered for it. You know, they'll be able to come because nobody has anything going on, right, in these days. So we moved it out. But typically, if you make a commitment, you're going to do it. All right. But you've been like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Nobody knows you're going to do it. So you can keep putting it off. Yeah. But I think you need to do that to protect yourself from yourself.
Yeah.
So what I would like by Saturday, if you can do this, is to spend an hour going through that list and putting some tentative, how long is it going to take you and the date you're going to have it done by. And then we'll review that Saturday. And I may invite you to rethink some of it and go, and that's going to take you more than a half an hour. That's going to take you two, right?
Yeah.
But if you can map that out, we can go through that Saturday and we can come up with your launch plan.
Yeah.
And have it be in concrete.
Yeah.
And then I want you to announce it in the Practice Accelerate, now the Practice Accelerator group for sure, but in the NEPT group, but also in the INE group, which is more people, hundreds of people in there. And I want you to announce it and just put it out there. Hey, I'm going to be doing a menopause course starting in there. It's going to focus on all these things. And if anybody is interested in offering this to your clients, let me know and we can set you up as an affiliate. So make that announcement, make that commitment. And say, block your calendars. This is what's going to happen. I'll be doing some free education the week before or 2 weeks before. And I would love it if you could send your clients. Mm-hmm. I'll send people to it. I don't want to work with menopause. It's just not my thing. Right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
You got it.
Yep.
All right. Steph.
Okay. Super quick because I can come on Saturday. So like, hashing out the details, no problems.
Yeah.
But okay, so I have this book and I want to have a challenge. What are the other things I need to have besides this book? And how I like your idea. I didn't like it and now I like it. Tip 15 minutes about having the book cost like $20. It's pretty sweet. Like a workbook. It's like, what did you get out of today? It's meant to go with our Q&As. Oh, if people could pay $20 for the Q&A, that'd be amazing. So
you offer a free challenge, right? What do you need? You need an outline of what you need. What are you going to cover each day? What are they going to accomplish? Right. Then you have to think about, okay, what can be some milestones that I'm going to reward them with? What can I give them as a reward? Right? What are prizes for each day?
Prizes.
Yeah. Yeah. It keeps people going and they get really motivated to just kind of to do it. And cheapened on creativity. I offered $25 gift cards on Amazon, but you have other things you might be able to offer. You have cool things in your program. Like you have pieces of other courses that you can offer. You have coming into the holidays, you have your holiday, your Christmas, whatever, your probiotic Christmas thing. So think about your inventory. And I would highly recommend, especially for you, is that you make a spreadsheet that lists every single program that you have and what the value is, what you've sold it for. Then you can go down to each individual program and what kind of books do they have? What kind of recipe, what kind of things do they have that can be pulled out and used as either prizes or bonuses for other things? Your goal, my understanding is your goal is to get them into your membership at the end of this, right? All right. So it's
like 2,000 more people in my membership program.
2,000?
Yeah.
Okay. How many do you have now?
200.
Nice. You're 10% there. Good way. Way to go. That's really good.
Okay.
That's really good.
I mean, it is only $20 and it's good value and it's a great community. And
when you offered it the first time, you offered it was either $20 a month or like 100 and whatever for a year. You shouldn't make it the same. It always should be higher than the launch people, the founding members, right? But if you can come up with what's a really good hot thing, like $150 and you get it for the whole year, or $295, you get it for the whole year, or you pay, you know, $20 a month. It's not a hard sell at the end of a thing if you've created a lot of connection. So what do you need for a challenge? Go back to the library in the NEPA part, and we did it 2-3 months ago. I did a thing on challenges, mm-hmm. and I had actually slides. Right. And yeah, so watch that. But you need basically your theme, what you want them to do each day. You need to give them a challenge every day. Like with JJ's, she gave them, here's a worksheet. Everybody has to fill it out and then post a picture of it. You know, take a picture of yourself with your worksheet. What I did for the keto challenge is they had to post their, you know, what's your blood sugar? What did you eat? You know, whatever, how you feeling? They had to post those and then pictures of their food. So if you're going to have them making anything, you have them post pictures of their food to the, and they're entered in a drawing to win, right? And then you just pull a name out and somebody wins. I was more deliberate about it. Like I wanted to like highlight people who are really interactive. You don't even have to do that. It's a lot of work. If you just say, if you committed, you have one post on your site that says, post all your challenge questions or whatever requirements here. It's one post. You just go through it. You can either go through it and then randomly choose a name, or you can go through it and go, oh, this person really deserves it. And you give them a prize. Okay. So the prize needs to be, the grand prize needs to be a 1-year membership in your membership site.
Okay.
Right. And minimally. Right? Because that's what, and then that gives you the excuse to be able to talk about it the whole time through. Okay. I did it. I gave somebody, my grand prize was a seat in Body Balance. 9-month program, $1,500. They got a free seat in that. Right? But that gave me the opportunity to seat it. People are going, I want that program. Oh, I want that program. And we ended up getting 65 people to buy it.
Okay. I have dumb questions. All the posting happens on Facebook? Instagram? Insta?
You can do it wherever you want to do it. Look at my stuff because it lays it out.
Lays it out. Okay.
What we did was we made them opt in. Yeah. So we had them on our site. I made videos every day. I made like a content video, 10, 15, 20 minutes, right? Just a content video. Hey, welcome. And this is what we've been doing. And today's thing is this, right? And I made a little video. I posted it and I sent that out via email. So if they weren't on the email list, they didn't get the video. So they had to do that. And then I made them YouTube videos and then I unpublished them at the end so that if they wanted to get the videos, they had to pay $27. Okay. The first one I forgot about. I got so wrapped up in doing it. I forgot about offering the videos for $27. We offered it later. We didn't get as many sales, but on the second one, we offered it right from the beginning and we got a lot of sales.
Okay.
And then I got the idea from watching JJ and then one other challenge recently is to have the VIP, instead of saying buy the videos, you say buy the VIP. It's free challenge. Oh, on the upsell page. Hey, congratulations, you're in. But you know, we have this cool VIP option. And with the VIP option, you get this really cool book that I created. You get all the videos, all the slides, anything that I do, you get everything in there. Plus, we're going to have a Zoom call where we can interact and I can answer your questions, mm-hmm. something like that.
Okay.
The other thing that I found very useful, and somebody who did one recently didn't do that, and I think it hurt her, was I have had a webinar. At part of the bundle for signing up for the challenges, you get this challenge and you get this webinar at the end.
Is that the VIP thing?
Or the webinars? No, everybody gets it. Right? Everybody gets it. And they get to come to this webinar where we're going to pull it all together. And I'm going to take everything we learned through the challenge. I'll summarize it. And I'm going to give you an action plan moving forward.
Yeah.
And that's where I did my sale.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But watch that thing. And then if you have any more questions, watch it before Saturday and then come with your questions and try to map out what you want to do. But think about prizes. Mine, like I said, it was easy. But at the end, I did a challenge. One of them, I did a challenge where they got a ticket to Shine. I did a challenge at the beginning of the year, which was stepping into the new year. And one of the prizes was the cafe program, you know. So look at your programs. What do you have that you can give as prizes, right? And maybe the grand prize is a bundle. It's the membership. And then it's like, you know, the other stuff. Okay. You got it. It'll be fun. 2000, we're target for that. Hela.
Me. I am super, I have dry idea spell. So I finished my sequence for the Facebook lives, and in some ways it went well. In others, I don't think it went very well. Like, I didn't have too many people show up, but then a lot of people watched
later. I'm finding in the olden days of Facebook Live, I used to get tons of people showing up live, and I'm not seeing that anymore. And I don't know if it's the algorithm, they're not getting notified, even though I'm setting them up. But I had one on Monday, and it was like, it was like five people, maybe three people. It was ridiculous. It was totally ridiculous. I felt like I was just talking to my computer screen.
Yeah.
And what would happen was, as I went live, I realized this has happened before. I got a notice that said Alan Christensen is going live. And I'm like, I got it at the same time as Alan Christensen. And I think some people that follow me also follow Alan. Mm-hmm. So that might be it. So I'm thinking about changing my dates and my times. But yeah, it's very common. It's very common these days. I used to get tons of people, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people. And now it's very low.
Another thing is, like, I kept telling them to ask questions, and nobody, maybe I got one or two questions in the whole 5 weeks. So I don't know to what extent is the fact that I was like bashing their sweet drugs or they just don't even know what to ask, or I mean, I don't know.
It's new to them maybe, and they just didn't know what to ask.
Yeah. And so, and now that ended, and now I told them I'll take a week off and then I'll come back with something else. And I've been like scratching my head, like, what should I do? What should I talk about? And I've been thinking maybe to just address the benzodiazepines, as I feel that they are so dangerous. And that's for anxiety and depression and insomnia. They are given for all of that. So, but then again, not everybody's on them. So,
yeah, it's kind of like my feeling is to start with stuff that people just take like it's candy. Like, really go for the NSAIDs. Really go for the Pepcid. And just, you don't have to theme it through like, oh, okay, I'm going to first do this and then I'm going to do this. It's like, let's just go, like, make a list of all the OTCs that people just, because you can get it at the pharmacy over the counter, you don't need a prescription, then they must be okay and safe. And I would really go through each of them. And, if you end up having to spend longer on one, and you don't have to put out a schedule in advance, right? You just tell them each week we're going to talk about a drug-drug interaction, and we're going to look at starting with over-the-counters, because more people are on over-the-counters than anything else, right? And they just think, because you can go to the store and get Pepcid AC or whatever it is, that what are the downsides? There's serious stuff with that, right? That you can run into. Their protein deficiencies, all their mineral deficiencies, oh, holy cow, right? So yeah, I would start with the OTCs, like a whole series. You can go 12 weeks longer even on all the OTCs, right? And keep them short, keep them to 20, 30 minutes, just short presentations, offer it up. Create it as the, you know how to do that in the group, to create it as a unit in your group.
You showed me last time.
Yeah. And you set all that up, and then you let people come in, and you go, hey, and if you're new, just to let you know, if you're new, go join the group. You're doing it on your page, right? And then it gets, you put it in your group. So, hey, if just to let you know, I have this group on drug-nutrient interactions. And if you're new, go ahead and sign up, and you have the link handy and put it in the chat. That's the stuff I do badly, but put it in the chat, and then go and say, and here's the cool thing about it. If you've missed my previous presentations, they're all cataloged in there. And so go into the group and you can have conversations, and, and so you want to try to build that group, because they're going to be the ones that are connected. And I watch my group now, and boy, there's some conversation. It's not frequently, but people will ask a question. And then there's this huge thing. Somebody asked about nitric oxide enhancing supplements, and they wanted a clean one without, you know, maltodextrin and other kind of stuff in it. And boy, that was an awesome, awesome chat. People just like back and forth and sharing their wisdom. Mm-hmm. Right. So the whole thing, it takes time to build that interaction, but you can. You can also, I don't know anything about Instagram, I'm trying to learn, but you can also cross promote things into Instagram. Right, and you can take little bits of your stuff and put it as Instagram stories or reels or all kinds of stuff. Right, and I think Instagram movies, one of them is you can be longer. So you can actually just download your Facebook and you can put it up over there. Right, so just more people learning about it and hearing that there's some serious issues and really going into the nutrient interactions with OTCs. I think I do. You know, you could do the next 6 months on OTCs. There's so many of them.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, yeah, you're welcome. Julie. Whoops, unmute.
Sorry. what I was saying was like, oh gosh, where to start? I think my big thing is trying to get help with sort of where to start marketing or getting material out there. Like, do I start with, I kind of had the freebie thing, but it didn't really go anywhere. People aren't really going to my website, and I didn't expect them necessarily to do that, but I'm still just sort of getting started. I don't really have an email list per se. I have lots of followers in LinkedIn and Instagram.
Okay, so you want to start to, there's a difference between traffic that you can control,
right,
that you can influence, and traffic that you own.
Traffic I can control.
Okay. Like literally right. So if you have lots of followers on Insta or Facebook, you want to entice them to get on your list. So you need the technology, you need, you know, whatever it is, eye contact or one of the cheapy freebies to get started if you want. I'm not recommending MailChimp anymore because they have been shutting down all the health
people.
It's a mind body green. Like, come on, they shut down that guy. What's his name? He's Indian. But I can't remember his name, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They shut him down. So I wouldn't do MailChimp.
Too.
Like, get, you know, eye contact, or what's the one that Lynn has that she likes a lot? It's connect list. No.
Constant contact.
Not constant. Don't do constant contact.
Yeah. No.
Don't do constant contact. No. It's a really nice one. Can't remember the name of it. Why am I drawing a blank? All right. It'll come back to me, but one of those, right? You get one of them. Basically, you have your opt-in, make sure, you know, we've gone through this before. I've looked at it and go, this is blending into your page. Like, I don't even see that this, it's big and all. Anxiety, overwhelm, people are feeling it. You know, here's my top five foods that are going to help you to dampen the overwhelm and overcome anxiety. And so that you send them there. You go on Instagram and you do one of those quickie little, whatever, are they 6 minutes, 10
minutes? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like a video, like a reel.
Right? You get there and you go, hey, this is Julie. And you know, this is a really challenging time we're in. And if you have been anxious before, you know how horrible it is. It's probably worse. And if you've never had anxiety before, or sleeplessness or overwhelm, I bet you have it now. What can you do about it, right? You don't want to get on drugs for it. That doesn't really help. But you need to calm it down because it's affecting every system in your body. So what I want you to do is click right down, you know, with Instagram, it's a little different. You got to go link in bio or something like that.
That's what I did the first time and it didn't result.
But you have to send them there. Click the link in bio and go download my brand new book. It's all about blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's going to help. So it's a good place to start. Because if you're sitting in front of the TV, and you're, you know, watching the news, it's making you more anxious. And then you're drinking your wine, which is throwing off your B vitamins. And then you're eating your Cheetos, which is totally messing you up. You're making it worse. Let's make it better, right? So you create that. You do that video on Facebook. You do multiple times. You do Facebook Lives. That's the way to get it out there. But people are not going to find your website. They're not going to find it. They're not going to go, ooh, who is it? Oh,
they certainly aren't really clicking through. There's a few click-throughs from Instagram when I did the first one. But I think after I do these anxiety, like these expert interviews, I want to create a new freebie, and then I'll probably need to do a video and just really hammer the promotion and also
get- But do the videos live. You've got this form. Yeah. Just go out there and do Facebook Live. Either you put your phone on a stand. Here's one of my stands. It sits on the top. You can put this thing around your neck and put it on.
Oh my gosh. That just makes me nervous looking at you do that.
But I don't use that for, I get on my Zoom to do my.
I need to do that.
But whatever, you got to just start doing it and just pop in and let them see your life. This guy that they talked to, it was not Pat Flynn. What was his name? Maybe it was Pat Flynn. It was somebody. Document your life. Just like, don't make it be about, I have to make this thing. It's like, as you're learning stuff, you make a little video that tells, hey, you know what? I just read this article. I just read this article about anxiety and broccoli sprouts. And they did this study and it said that broccoli sprouts actually help people to calm down. Plus they're full of sulforaphane, they're anti-cancer. I'm so thrilled, I can't wait. And then you can just like throw a bunch of broccoli sprouts in your mouth and be done, right? Let them see your life. Let them see who you are and what you're doing in your life. As you discover and learn things, share it. Maria just started, she just went back and started from the beginning on the new NEPT, and she's doing it for a purpose. And she says, as she's doing it, she's documenting, and she's just going to pop on her Zoom or pop on her phone.
That's a great idea.
I just learned about, you know, did you know that vitamin B3 is super important for energy production because it's part of the Krebs cycle? And here's how you get vitamin B3. These foods have it. You know, these things interfere with it if you're doing drugs. So as you're learning stuff, you just create little clips. And you throw them out here and there. And we have this platform. Years ago, we had to pay a fortune to get on. You have to pay a fortune to get on TV or radio. And you just do things that get people to share it. What was it you said that you had a ton of shares on your first video, Malayla, right? Was it you or, that you had a ton of people sharing it because it was such a unique topic, right?
Yeah.
But be like, you.
Like more than 300. Well, not shares, views. I had views.
She has like five people on her list, but she had 300 views, right? So people are sharing that, right? So
I love it.
What is it?
Be you. I love to share what I'm learning stuff.
See, you would be excited about it.
I think I can do that in short snippets.
Absolutely tiny snippets that people
have. Mine were like, the longest one was 10 minutes. Like the last one was like 4 minutes. My husband is like, you're done? I'm like, yep.
And I'll do things like, I'm going for a run, and I'm thinking, I wonder how hemp cashew macadamia nut yogurt would be. I've never made that before. I think I'll make some when I get home. And then I'm going, I'm like, wait a minute, why don't I document this? So I put the phone on the stand and I went, I just had this idea and I'm going to make it. And I'll show you tomorrow when it's done and I'll show you how it comes out. Blip, 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 blip. And you do it and you're done. They love to see you in the kitchen. They love recipes. They love it, right? So if you go on and you go, hey, here's a quick elixir that you can make to calm you down, and here you blender, it's done, right?
And
it's
I do that every day. I could just film it.
Do it. Film your life. Film your excursion. Film what you're learning. Document your progress. It was Pat Flynn. He was talking about how he was learning this various stuff, and he just kept blogging it and recording it. He does that daily. He does a daily show, right? His podcast, I think he does once a week or twice a week. But he on Facebook, Instagram, he just gets on every day. Little spurts, right? Hey, I just thought I'd share this with you. Those are the best ones. When I get on and I'm in my kitchen and I make a recipe, like they get the best engagement. So just get it out there, right? And be you, don't be afraid. There's this balance between authenticity and vulnerability and credibility. And you can't just be vulnerable. Like I see some people get on and they're just rapping and crying and like, okay, enough of the crying. Now tell me how you're going to fix it and why would I want help from you, right? You could say, I've been feeling anxious lately. I don't have anxiety. And here's how I deal with it. I do this breathing and I do this other thing and I eat this food. I make sure my microbiome's okay. Because guess what? GABA and serotonin and dopamine. If my microbiome's a mess, I'm going to be a mess. So here's some of the stuff that I do, right? Oh, look, I found this green banana powder. I've never used it before. How should I use it? Let's try it. I created ice cream with all these crazy things in it. People love it, right? Be yourself, but you have to have the credibility too. So you have to bring them back to your story. Yeah. And I just finished my master's. I'm so excited. I just finished my master's degree in nutrition. They need to know that you have a master's degree in nutrition. Not that you're going in there and talking and I'm so good and so smart. I have a master's. I'm just so excited. Yeah, I was anxious. This was a tough year because I had my finals to do and I have all this stuff. And I got my master's in nutrition. I'm thrilled. But now I want to use this information and I want to help you. I want to connect and help you. If you've been a victim of this craziness, know that you're not a victim. And I'm going to show you not to be a victim. Like, just be real.
Yeah.
You need to be real.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll try some videos.
Yeah. Just get out there. I mean, I should do them every, what I should do is have a little camera set up or have my iPad set up on a thing that I can just go and go, okay, I'm going to make a quick video. But I'm like, oh, is the light right? Is my face
like? I know.
Right?
That's what I'm like. Yeah.
Right. Now I just come back from a run with my hair in a ponytail and I'm all like wet with the sweat all over here. And I go, hey, I just wanted to show you. Or I'm on the trail sometimes. And I go out to the waterfall, I'm like, look at this, guys. And I'm standing in front of
it. Oh, I love those.
Holy cow. Do you see that? Yay. And this gives me an inspiration. And I feel so relaxed when I do this. And I was really stressed today because of this, this, and this. And now, because I'm out here, I'm getting this, you know, and just let them see your life, practical things that they can do.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. And I love the idea of going back through like what, oh my gosh, her name is Maria. What Maria's doing. Just talking about things you've learned. Because I do think of that quite often. And I should just, boom.
And it's going to reinforce the learning.
Yeah.
Right? When you teach it, the best way to learn is to teach.
Yeah, yeah.
I sometimes can you
set me up? You're going to set me up on the new platform?
Yeah, I'll give your name to...
That would be great.
Because she wants to get everybody over there. but people are on module 18 or 27 and they're almost finished there. No, but you know.
Well, I've been bouncing around in it because I had grand first and then I had part of grand done and then I had to go back and start. So I might as well just start it all from the beginning.
There's weekly emails that say, hey, are you still in module one? Really? You should be in module three. If you're not, move to module three. How are you doing with that? And if people are moving through it pretty quickly. We're like hoping we get my unit, because what are we calling it? Level one is in, it's completely there. And then we're about to put level two in. And level one includes IRSPT is the last module, but it has all really foundational stuff. Level two is micro, So level two is the nutrients. So it's clinical nutrition mastery. So it's got your macronutrients, it's got your micronutrients, which we're going to separate out into multiple modules. And then it's got the principles, food principles, where you go into everything like the Steph recorded the phenols one in there, histamine one, Ayurvedic, and it has all those. So we're just trying to figure out how to separate them maybe into separate
Have access to the all the
You'll still have access
all the old
still have access to this the original site
because I have some of them I think I've written notes in or whatever
Pop your notes out because we don't have that got to be a royal pain having those things.
okay
we try things and then we find out that oh my god it's too much labor but
I end up printing them and writing them out anyway I have all this stuff printed out but yeah I, you know, getting the process.
Yeah, we'll put you in there. You know?
Okay. I think that's
right. So you guys have good stuff. Come on Saturday with, Mihaela, what's your funnel? What is actually what you want? You want to get them from this free 15-minute consult into the $300, whatever. And then what do you want to get them into from there? Right. Mm-hmm. Right now you don't have anything. Maybe it's just a series of three sessions, right? Or maybe you have a bundle of three, five, or nine, whatever. Let's chat that through. You don't have to have a program per se mapped out, although I want you to. I really want you to have a self-study program, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, what is, and Steph with the challenge, the same thing. What do you have in mind for it? What could be something every single day that you want them to do? It has to be a doing challenge and it has to be quick and easy, short. You know, that worksheet that they do or a recipe that they go make or something that they're doing on a regular basis, right? And it has to be the flow of the challenge needs to make it a no-brainer to continue, because they just like, oh, I love this. I'm going to get a recipe every week, and you're going to be like, and I'm going to be able to do this. Wow. And when you've got to take some of the pictures that your people are posting, not just on your site, but they're posting them on my site too, right? These beautiful yogurts that they're making, these cakes with, you know, fermented, you've got to take pictures of that. From eating fermented foods just doesn't mean sitting and eating sauerkraut all day long. Here's the kind of stuff my students have made. So make pictures and put them through and get people inspired. That, and you have to get through them the importance of good microbiome, right? And boom, make them do the work, right? Simple work that they're going, I can handle this. Yeah, I can do this. And then they want to be in your membership. Okay. And then we could talk after that challenge, the long term of how do we get that 2,000? Because I want to see you have 2,000 in there. Your program coordinates with everything. So is yours, Mahewa. And yours too, because, you know, anxiety is so common, right? It's like, how do you tie this together? And how do you have it set up so that it's easy to approach someone else, right? And go, I promote any of your stuff because I don't do that. I promote any of the stuff that Allie does. I don't really focus on menopause. Somebody comes in and says, I want to create a blood sugar program. I'm like, it's going to be hard for me to promote that, right? It's going to be hard for me to do that because I already have it. Like, what's better about yours? I mean, why is yours better than mine, right? So it's harder. But you guys have things that really complement everybody's stuff. Right. And I want to get you through this, Mahewa, so that my people go through it. You've got a bunch of testimonials, and then I can introduce you to people who should be doing your program along with theirs. Okay. You know, or promoting your program along with theirs. Okay.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. Maybe I need to sit down and have it more. I did write an outline on how I would like it to look, but I barely started with the first class.
And you don't have to have it be perfect, right? Your first class, make it a 5-week class and make it one of the top 5 things that these people must know, because then you want to know, okay, now they did the first class. What do they need next? What do they need next? If you make it too comprehensive, they don't need anything next. They just need to spend the next 6 weeks going through your program. And that's what I hear a lot. And that's the mistakes I've made. I put too much in and they go, I didn't even make it through the first program. Why would I sign up for another?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Mahewa, your program, are you sending them through a self-driven program or it's live?
Yeah, not yet. Right now, I'm not doing anything. Right now, I just do one-on-ones. I just evaluate their drugs and...
Yep.
And sometimes I have follow-ups if they
want. And it's a challenge to look at that, right? Because it's how do you teach it in a way, because it's taken 20 years of pharmacy education and interactions and work to be able to get to where you're at. So it's like, how do you do that? And I think you start with the OTCs. And you start with the most common medication that people are on, right? Is metformin the most highly prescribed? Is Prozac the most highly prescribed? Like, what are those really common ones? And just because you go, well, that's really limited. Not everybody's on it. No, not everybody's on it. It's called niching. You're niching to people who are on Prozac or other, you know, other anti whatever medications.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Convert Kit is the one that I was trying to think of.
Yeah. I've looked at that one. I think I did a little free thing once with it.
Reach out to Lynn because she's been on it and she likes it.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll see you guys Saturday.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Nice to see you all.
See y'all.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.